Well, I don't know. We have had to fight a civil war in our country, and if we haven't succeeded in that civil war, Nigeria will have broken apart. We have confronted and surmounted greater security situations in the past.
But how worried are you about Boko Haram?
I believe if it's handled in time, I believe it's something that can be handled and be dealt with.
One of the questions around Boko Haram is people wonder, who are they? Are they a specific group in the north of Nigeria with interests, political interests within Nigeria? Or do they have links now with Al-Qaeda outside of Nigeria? How do you see them?
I know that there are people who feel dissatisfied, who feel aggrieved. And because they feel dissatisfied and feel aggrieved, and they couldn't get justice, they decided to seek justice for themselves. Obviously, there are people like that. I believe that the job of those who want to deal with the issue of security must also deal with the issue of ensuring justice.
So you say there are internal issues, but what about the view that many hold that Al-Qaeda has now come in and sort of colonized them?
And that's why I say that before it is heavily or overwhelmingly externalized, we should handle it internally. Of course, we have a saying in my part of the world that when you go to the latrine and you don't get out quickly, all sorts of flies will be coming there. Brown flies, yellow flies. You shouldn't sit until you start getting all sorts of flies. Deal with it quickly.
My colleagues were wondering how long it will take our interview for you to introduce a proverb. I'm going to tell them that it was a little while.
Too much.
No, but you tried to do something about the Boko Haram situation. You stepped in to try and resolve it.
I didn't try to resolve.
Did you try and mediate?
I wanted to know. It was, for me, a fact-finding. And, of course, I got a sort of indication from them initially. I ignored it. And when I got it the second time, I thought, well, are there really people who are Boko Haram? If there are, who are they? What are their grievances? Could they be just mad people and be killing themselves and killing other people? So I wanted to know all that.
But what happened subsequent to those conversations that you, well, I don't know how many, but the head of the family of the late Boko Haram leader, Muhammad Yusuf, Babakura Alhaji Fugu, he was also killed, and apparently because he'd been involved in discussion with